Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. And it's like a little reunion here with Jean Knox, because years ago I had her late husband on this program a few times, and her son, Seymour Knox IV, has been on this program. And they're a wonderful family. I don't think there's a family that has done more for Western New York, for the arts, for the community, for enlightenment, than the Knox family. They're wonderful people. And just last week, Jean Knox received the Community Service Award from the Eyes in America Foundation, gave a beautiful speech before a few hundred people at the Protocol Restaurant. A little bit of information about Jean Knox. She's been on the board of directors of the Buffalo Museum of Science, as one of two women from the 1950s to the 60s for two terms, active with the Albright Knox Art Gallery Board and chair of the acquisitions for the Members Gallery for 2 years. And Jean was the one who found the mirror room at the Albright Knox Art Gallery. But we're going to talk about something different today, and this is a failure. One of the banks with a major account that your family had, and it dwindled. We're talking about what was Marine Midland Bank. What happened? How they depleted your life savings? What happened?
You know, I really don't know, because all of a sudden, we suddenly were wiped out of in excess of $23 million, and every trust in my husband's side of the family was really wiped out in an afternoon, which is not, you know, nobody said anything, and I didn't have any experience at that time. So I really didn't know a lot about a lot of things.
Well, you think it was incompetence on the part of the former Marine Midland Bank, or negligence, or a churning of the account? What do you think took place?
Well, the person who ran the account, was the head of the account, was a Philip Slidell lawyer, and Philip Slidell had been the Knox's lawyers for about 90 years, because my father-in-law had used them forever. So there was a conflict of interest there. Mm-hmm. But Seymour's will was written by somebody from the bank and somebody also from Philip Slidell. And they sort of disappeared after he died. And when you're a widow, you're sort of left with, you know, occasional bank meetings and things. And his brother, who was really not that well, was mm-hmm. his executor. So there was a lot that went into it that I wasn't really as aware of as I probably should have been, because nobody told me at the time.
I can relate to what you went through. My father was a physician, and when my father died, she had people running his accounts, and it went down 90% in value because she didn't understand the stock market, and this was during the Vietnam War, and it was very volatile, And she went through very poor management, and it went down 90% in value, and a lot of the stocks were on margin accounts. And so I can understand what you've gone through. So basically, we're talking about a wiping out of an account. And
but
I don't
think more than one account, because it was everybody in our family. And see, my husband's
$23 million.
Yeah. Well, there were my four children. Mm-hmm. There was his marital trust, and then at that time we had five grandchildren, and they were all really demolished too. I mean, it's to me, it's very unusual that if you're in the banking business and the market goes down, that all of a sudden everybody in one family would be getting wiped out.
Well, what I don't understand, I know in 2008 we had a major recession, and most of America lost 30% of their wealth.
I think this was prior to that.
Okay. Well, before that, the economy was pretty good. When Bush was in office, we're talking about annual 3-4% growth rate.
Mm-hmm. The market should have been good.
So I don't
and
understand.
And gold at that point was $135 an ounce.
Right.
Because we suggested that maybe one of the things we could do to bring it back was to invest in every trust in gold. And they laughed in my face. But they had the right to invest, and I did not.
I've never really heard of anything like this, because prior to 2008, the economy was pretty good. I know at the last year of Bush's administration, as I said, people lost a third, but people did not lose 90%. Were there managers running this estate and the investments? Were they buying and selling stocks? What were they investing in?
To my knowledge, they weren't doing anything.
So they had perhaps poor investments, and they did not sell when they were going down.
They did nothing. It just suddenly went down. And I had had a meeting the week before, and I had mentioned to one of their investment officers, who was a very nice person and actually told the truth. Mm-hmm. And I said to him, you know, if the market goes down, I think if the stock goes down over $5, maybe you ought to think about letting somebody know. But that was a very sort of a casual conversation.
I've never really heard of anything like it. It's not like we had a Great Depression of 1929 where everything went down 90%. I mean, I don't understand how they could have mismanaged this account so poorly.
I don't either.
Okay, so let's go to step two. This matter has gone to the courts. Now, where is it right now in the courts? I think you had some rulings in your favor and some against. Where is the case now?
I tried to get the lawyers that we had who went against them, and they went against them from a trust from 1957 that my mother and father-in-law had set up. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that there were three of those trusts. They all had exactly the amount of money in them that they had in 1957, and it was many years later. They hid one in the marital trust. They put one somewhere else. They didn't really discuss it. And the lawyers ended up going after them for the third one.
Okay.
And at that time, we had an expert witness who came in and was very, very good. And I tried to bring up the fact that they had wiped us out. And the lawyer said to me, you can't go after them for conversations that they have with you.
Why not?
and then he said, well, everything is out on a chart for the judge, and the judge can add.
Okay.
And that was sort of the end of that conversation about that.
So where is it now? You're still going to be going to court on this.
They have never touched our loss. They went only for the one trust that they hadn't done anything with since 1957. But in reality, there's a lot more that they haven't done. If they were responsible, they would have gotten into all the things that they haven't done. And they would have said, you know, we're so sorry this happened. or they would have done something, because I think they must have insurance when they wipe people out or something. I just have that feeling.
I've never heard of such a horrible situation. I mean, your family has contributed so much to the economy in Western New York. If it was Woolworths or Marine Midland Bank or the Albright Knox Art Gallery, I mean, the contributions were so vast.
And
over,
the Buffalo Sabres.
Yes.
Which was Seymour.
30 years.
Yes.
They own the Sabres. So this we're talking really hundreds of millions of dollars in economic activity in Western New York that
exactly,
your family's been involved with.
Because the Sabres brought in a tremendous amount for the city of Buffalo. It really did.
I don't get it. For those who've just tuned in to the Rusk Report, we're learning a great deal from a lady whose family has done so much for arts and the community. I'm talking about Jean Knox, who was our guest today on the Rusk Report on ESPN Radio. If you're listening in Buffalo or Toronto or Manhattan to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. And I'd like to mention that Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the Ampol Legal newspaper has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the Ampol Legal. The Ampol Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. I'd like to thank those who called regarding our recent guest, Megan Mangold of Mangold Ranch, Harry Wilson, who's thinking of running for governor as a Republican, and Dave Lipinoga, who's fighting drunk driving. We'll have coming on Sandy Beckman, involved with the Cotter Fire Ship in Buffalo. And also we'll have Joseph Ray, who's a Polish count, and Lisa Florzak, active in the Polish community, on the Rusk Report. A little bit more information about Jean Knox. She's been a volunteer with Roswell Park Cancer Center for 35 years. At Roswell Park, in the new building, there are large photos on display that were taken by Jean Knox. And again, she was just honored with a Community Service Award from the Eyes in America Foundation, where they donate 20 to 30 cataract surgeries for the poor and uninsured every year at no cost. Our guest today, Jean Knox, on the Rusk Report on ESPN, AM 1520. We're talking about improper management of the former Marine Midland Bank. What's surprising to me is that
HSBC.
What's surprising to me that this management did not consult with you and just let poor stocks sit and devalue. I mean,
there was absolutely nothing like that.
Well, you'd think with a $23 million account, I would think that the managers of that account should be talking to her every week or every month.
Well, I had meetings, but I did have meetings later on after we really lost. But they, prior to that, they were very skimpy on their meetings, probably because my brother-in-law had been active in the bank for a number of years, and because of, I don't know why, they just didn't. I think that was quite a long time ago, and I think people's treatment of women was different than it is today.
You mean they're more respectful years ago than they are today?
No, I'm not sure about that.
More inclusive?
I think they're more inclusive today than they were then.
Okay. All right. So what's the next step with this, Jean? You have a court date, or is this on the docket?
We don't have a court date on this. We need to somehow or other find a lawyer who is happy to take on HSBC, and they don't seem to want to do that, because I think HSBC has tremendous, what's the right
clout?
Word? clout in this area, and they seem to overcome whatever is put against them because they're so huge.
Well, I would think that there would be lawyers who might relish the, you know, a case like this to make a name for themselves, especially with such a prominent family such as the Knox family, who've given so much to Western New York.
I know. It's odd to me. It's been very weird.
Yeah, I don't understand it. Now, you said that for 3 years, nothing was done with this account.
With the last 3 years, my account was moved when HSBC closed their offices up here. They moved my son and myself to New York City. And we had exactly two meetings, 3 years apart, with the person who ran that. And he was up testifying last spring in court for another relative who they hadn't been very nice to either, who's been in a lawsuit. And
this is a member of your family or,
yes,
or some? Yes.
Seymour's,
okay.
One of Seymour's first cousins.
Okay.
Who's had problems also.
Mm-hmm.
And they have not been able to get anywhere either, which is very interesting. And they have been very upset too, because I just think HSBC seems to rule the roost. But anyway, our trust went down to New York, and you would think that they would have invested them. But 3 years ago, they said, we're not going to give you any money, and we're not going to do anything because you're down to the figure was $300,000.
From $23 million.
Well, no, from that account in the beginning had 12. There were all the family
million.
Accounts went to, the totaled up to $23
million. All right, but we're talking about perhaps a 95% reduction in that one account.
That's correct, you are.
In how many years?
It really happened very quickly. It happened when gold was $135. And the problem was that I had all of Seymour's expenses. I had, you know, all his payrolls, all his everything that he did. So there was definitely outgo that wasn't being spent on lots of things that people might think you might be spending it on, but you're really spending it on sort of the nuts and bolts of keeping things going.
Now, where is this account now? This has been turned over.
This account has been taken over by CoAmerica.
Now, are they doing a better job for you?
Hasn't been there long enough, but because they had done nothing with it for 3 years, I have not been able to have really very much of an income. And I have people who worked for me for over 30 years that I really, you know, they're too old to go do something else that mm-hmm. I feel obligated to help and that kind of thing.
I've never heard of a story like this in my life. You know,
that makes me feel a lot better because I think it's unbelievable.
You know, often you hear people being taken advantage of who are little people, but your family is one of the most prominent business families in Western New York. You usually don't hear of such a tragic management of an account. Were there any apologies given
no,
to you?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, so you're...
They've avoided that subject completely. So when this lawyer who was running our account in New York that had gone down was talking about what a great job HSBC did, and they were there with one and only sources of income and everything else. So after court, I said to him, I said, how are you and how is my account? Well, he avoided me like the plague. And the next day, mm-hmm. he resigned in New York without saying a word.
Here's an idea, and I don't know if you ever thought of this, but maybe this could help you. Did you ever think of going to an HSBC stockholders meeting?
I don't have any stock, so
well,
I could maybe buy one share to get in the door.
Well, it might be worthwhile, because if you could go to a stockholders board meeting and tell how they lowered the value of your account from $23 million to almost nothing, basically in a three-year period. I would think the board of directors and the management of this bank...
They did it in an afternoon when they did it. I mean, that's the worst part of the whole thing. And then they sort of pretended that they didn't. And then when we got... I mean, my son Reed, who was in the mortgage business down in Baltimore, had a payroll. They froze his account. And to get any money out at all, they made him sign off, and his children. So all his accounts had to leave, which is weird, too.
Did you ever think of going to the state attorney general's office?
That's where I'd like to go.
because it sounds like maybe Mr. Schneiderman should be informed of this type of
mismanagement. Maybe the other one.
Oh, other than the state attorney general?
The other state's attorney general.
Oh, okay.
Who's in New York.
Oh, Mr. Behara. You mean the federal prosecutor?
Yes, the federal prosecutor.
It might be worthwhile. He seems to be a man of courage, Mr. Behara. We're learning a great deal from Jean Knox, who's been a Western New York philanthropist for decades, for what she's done with Roswell Park and the Buffalo Museum of Science and the Albright Knox Art Gallery. If you're listening in Montreal, South Buffalo, or Washington, D.C., to our 50,000 watts, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. And Jean Knox was the head of AROC, the Association of Childhood Cancer, as well on the board. All on the board lost a child to cancer. She helped raise $78,000 at the Knox Farm with the junior board for Buffalo General Hospital. Jean has been very active with Children's Hospital, too. She's also been very active with the Native American Needs with the Smithsonian Board and with the famous turtle in Niagara Falls. That's Jean Knox, our guest today on the Rusk Report, member of the family who has done so much for culture and the arts in Western New York State. Now, one other thing. You said that there really were no meetings when in this period of 3 years with your son or yourself. I mean, wouldn't you think that a manager of this account with HSBC would have said, well, we're losing $5 or $10 or $15 million, let's meet?
Well, by the time it went to New York, it was a lot less. But even so, we did meet with him exactly twice when he came to Buffalo, New York. And otherwise, we didn't meet. And we didn't have a meeting with everything in front of him. He said, this will count as a meeting.
And no corrective action was taken at all?
No. And they had to take it because I wasn't allowed to.
Unbelievable. Do you think this is incompetence, just that these people don't know what they're doing at the HSBC banks?
The expert witness felt that the people who were managing at the time were not as educated as they later became.
Is it that they have too many accounts that they're running, or they just don't care?
I have no idea. I have no idea at all. I mean, obviously it's terrible and it's horrible and it's done all kinds of terrible things to our family, and you just don't expect corporations to be that way. But you really have to have somebody that knows what they're doing. And unfortunately, the people Seymour left in charge really didn't know what they were doing, and that's very sad. I mean, they were not as dedicated as he was, and they did not react the way that he would have reacted under those circumstances.
Oh, well, let's talk about women and widows being treated poorly. Do you think if there was a man in charge of this, the head of the family, your family would have been treated in a more respectful and productive manner?
I do, because I think men seem to carry a lot of weight under those circumstances.
So when you complained about the reduction in the value of this trust, You don't think they paid attention because you're a woman?
I don't think they paid attention at all. They spent their time telling me what I should be and should not be doing, did not discuss finances, were really unbelievable. And my meetings with them were so incredible that I took my secretary as a witness with her husband, because they were so unbelievably rude, you would never have believed it. And we went to one meeting, and they were so insulting that when we got out of it and got downstairs to the sidewalk, I said, I'm going home to take a shower, because it absolutely, you wouldn't have believed that people would treat people that way.
I find it shocking. I would think that if I had $20 million in a bank account...
I never had 20, but that's...
Well, originally it was $23 million.
Well, no, the whole family had that.
Yeah, the whole family. I would think that they would be...
I'm in a big family. It's
but,
not
but
just
I would
me.
Think there would be tremendous respect to the woman who's the leader of the family in these meetings.
I would have thought so too, but you know, sometimes family situations are very interesting, and you really don't know how people are going to be until you're out there.
Now, another thing that's surprising with this bank, that for 3 years you say there was really basically no discussion of the investment. How could
Nothing.
They Nothing. Go by 3 years and watch it dwindle and not say, there's an emergency here.
They wouldn't
we have
give
to
me
meet
any
with
income
you.
At all. I was very, very lucky. I had bought a house on an island in Canada, and I was just by the skin of my teeth able to sell it in November before the lake froze. In fact, I stayed over there, and I thought it had one pellet stove in the house, and the power was off, and I thought, I may freeze to death before I sell this house. It sounds funny now, but at the time, I was really lucky to sell it, because it was a house on an island. It was a landmark on the lake that it was on. It was a beautiful house. I'm good at restoring things.
So your timing was good.
And I know how to do things myself and make them look well. And it did. And we were very lucky, and it sold.
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of rescued the family for the next 3 years. And you would think that they would have invested in that three-year period, but they didn't do a single solitary thing.
Another shocking thing is how you can basically wipe out an account, a family account of $23 million in one afternoon.
I know. Can you imagine? And the place, I mean, Seymour had died,
mm-hmm.
and we were trying to turn the place into a park. I think it had just turned into a park at that minute. But, I mean, there were a lot of things that went on with that.
Yeah.
And it was very complicated. Again, we were very, very, very fortunate.
I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. We've learned a great deal from one of the top civic and community leaders in Western New York for many decades, Gene Knox, who's been so active at the Museum of Science, Albright Knox Art Gallery, and Roswell Park Cancer Center. Also, special thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production for the last 15 years. And thank you for enlightening us with this very difficult story. And hopefully people will learn from this, and this will be corrected for you and your family. Thank mm-hmm. you for enlightening us, civic leader and philanthropist Gene Knox. Have a great week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.